Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. You're listening to Online Bible Study Preview with Elder Drexel Green Brown. Online Bible Study Preview with Elder Drexel Green Brown. Today's discussion, Isaiah 61, verse 7. For your shame ye shall have double, and for your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. Topic, double for my trouble. Elder Drexel Green Brown will be the speaker for today's lesson. She is a dutiful and loving wife, the mother of two adult children and a grandmother. She is an active member of Oasis Ministerial Fellowship and gifted teacher of the Word of God. Apostle Loretta Williams, who is the program director and presiding prelate of Oasis Worship Center, as she teaches biblical principles on Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio. Join us at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time for online Bible study on Thursday evenings. We encourage you to participate, further your Christian education and knowledge of the Bible. Oasis Ministerial Fellowship teleconference line, call 1-712-775-7031 and enter your meeting ID 206 #594156#. Click on the Play tab or listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the Follow tab on the Fresh Man of Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. And here's our speaker for today, my mother, Elder Drexel Green Brown.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm going to be discussing Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7, with a subtitle, Double for My Trouble. And it reads this way, For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in the land they shall possess the double, everlasting joy shall be unto them. When I think about all the things that I have been through and how God has brought me through, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I have been in depression and I have been in sorrow. I have lost some things due to my own selfishness, but God has saw me through all of it. When I had a fire back in 2001 and lost all of my things, God gave me double for my trouble. He gave me a new house, a new neighborhood, and brand new memories to make. Then in 2006, I lost my home, and I had to move back in with my parents. My mom was very sick at the time, and it wasn't easy. Tensions were running high, and I was so overwhelmed with my emotions, trying to be strong for my mom and family. I would be peaceful, try to be peaceful during the day, but when I would go to work at night, I would just break down, and I would cry, and my friends would try to comfort me. The only rock that I thought that I had at the time was taken away from me right up to the day before my mom died, and then God gave me my rock back. Let me tell you, the enemy was so busy during that time in 2007 because my mom passed the day before my daughter's birthday, and it was just so much confusion going on. Then everybody was fighting over the obituary. Clean up after family and friends would visit daily. I mean to tell you, it was so tense. The enemy was just bringing so much discord and division within my family. Yet there was a blessing on the other side. Thank you, Jesus. With some time, old wounds began to heal, and I moved out once again. But I realized at the time that God had wanted me to spend the last year of my mom's life with her. You see, when we're going through things, we don't understand a lot. And we often wonder, where is God at in all of this? But then you begin to realize that trials come to make us stronger. Well, once again, God restored my family, and he gave us a home again, and he gave us peace of mind back once again. So he gave us double for all of that trouble that we went through. Now, I won't say that it wasn't a lot of testing and trial, because there was times that I felt like I was being robbed of my life. Because sometimes when family members are ill, other family members don't want to show up and help. And I just thank God that he pulled me through all of that, and it taught me a valuable lesson. Now, when God has his hand upon you and your family, the enemy gets very angry, and he starts to throw his fiery darts in your direction. And he can only do what God allows him to do. And oh, yes, things began to occur even after those things, because my finances started to take, that was the next thing, a tailspin. And here I was boasting about how I didn't have any large debts. But how did I know that this was coming down the road? And that's why it pays not to boast. And I'm telling you, it's like he said in this word, instead of shame, he shall give us double honor. And instead of confusion, he'll let us rejoice in our portion. Of course, when I began to think about all of what this scripture means and what Isaiah was saying and just whom he was talking to, it not only applies to me, but he was talking about the children of Israel returning to their land because they had been sent away, taken captive for their disobedience to God for serving Baal and chasing after other gods. See, that's a lot of what we do sometimes. We chase after other gods, and we serve other gods in our carnal-mindedness, that we forget about God, who is still in control, who made you, who is the creator of heaven and earth. We forget about him, and we just start doing things that is not pleasing to him, is what we do. But God doesn't desire that we should suffer anything. He desires that we have success in all things, but it's us who turn away from him. I believe that when we stay so focused on our material gain that we cease to honor God. We are always in the race trying to acquire more. We don't trust God because we are looking for a fast way out of things. And because we're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or so to speak, we get so far ahead of ourselves that sometimes God has to bring us back to reality, just the way that he had to bring the children of Israel back to reality. It's because God has always been there for them. He has always delivered them out of their troubles and afflictions. But yet they always seem to turn aside from what God had set down for them. And so God had to bring them back, so to speak, to their senses, like he has to do with most of us. He's in charge of us. God is the source, everything that we need. He don't want us running after chasing every other idol, serving every idol, when he is the one who will supply everything that you will ever need. Sometimes when we lose things, we think that it can't be replaced. Now, we know, of course, life cannot be replaced, but material things can be replaced. Sometimes God allows things because he has something better for you. And even with all the things that we go through in life, God already has a plan for it if we'll just trust him. I'll give you another example. Even with all the things that Job went through, now let's talk about Job for a minute. Job lost his livestock. He lost his servants. He lost his children. And he was stricken with boils. Because when the children were all coming to God, Satan came along with them. And he was just, and God was asking him, well, why are you here? And he said, I'm just going to and fro and through the earth. And God asked him, well, have you considered my servant Job, who is faithful and just in all things? Well, of course he's faithful and just in all things, because you have your hand on his life. You won't allow anything to happen to him. Well, okay, Satan, I'm going to give you that chance. I'm going to take my favor off of Job, and you'll see that Job will still serve me. He will still honor me. And he allowed Satan to do those things. And yes, Job, even all that he went through, He still honored God. And so Job had friends speak very well of God. And they made God out to be this cruel, awful person and making it seem like Job must have done something so bad that God turned his back on him. Now, how quickly do all of that, because some of your friends will not honor God in the right way. They'll make it seem like God is a monster, and God is not a monster because God is love. And God cannot be equated with anything that's evil or anything that's bad because God is love. But even with all the things that Job went through, even when his wife told him, why don't you just curse God and die? You see, because we are very good for when things come to us to start to want to blame God for the things that happen to us. But we don't stop and think, where did we get off on the road of life? What is it sometimes that we're doing in our lives that causes things to happen to us? We want to blame God for it. You see, because we have choices in life. God has given us the Holy Spirit to direct our lives. Either we're going to go in the right direction or either we're going to go in the wrong direction. But Job was a faithful man, and God had to remind him, just like he has to remind many of us, who created this earth, and where were you when I put the sky up there, when I put the stars, when I put the sun, when I was creating the whole earth, where was you at when I was doing all of that? And it made Job think, I wasn't anywhere around when you was doing that. God, you had so many wonderful things for me. These thoughts I should have never have had about you because you are love and you created me out of that love. And you would never do anything to harm me. That's what Job thinks. But see, those friends of ours, those friends that think they mean us some good, well, God told Job's friends that they had to offer sacrifices and they had to get Job to pray for them. And Job was obedient, and he did that. And then God restored double for his trouble. He gave him back everything that he lost. But sometimes when we get in that place where we're losing things in our lives and we feel like it's never going to be the same, God got something better for you on the other side. If you'll just believe, if you'll just stay in faith. Isaiah was wise in his years, and he was obedient, and he prophesied for many kings during his lifetime. So as we continue and conclude about Isaiah, I pray that you will join us on tonight for Bible study so you can learn more about Isaiah and his prophecies and his legacy. And we thank God that God uses us to get his word across, to give us a message of hope, to give us a message of deliverance. And that's what Isaiah did. So I pray that you will join us on tonight for Bible study at 7:30 Central Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And the number to call is 1-712-775-7031. And the access code is 206-594-156-POUND. I pray that you got some information of the prophet Isaiah, and that you'll come and join us in fellowship with us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Justice Green Brown. We pray you have learned so much about Isaiah and the topic double or pray that you enjoyed today's show. Elder Drexel Green, Ryan, do you have any closing remarks that you would like to say?
Amen. As I was reading and studying about Isaiah, it just brought so many things to my mind, how faithful God is to all of us, even in the midst of my trials and tribulations, even in the midst when I thought things were over with in my life, even in the midst when I knew the enemy was attacking my family and trying to take my family and separate my family, God is working it all out. God is faithful. But we got to use the word that God has left for us, and he sent his son Jesus to redeem us from all of our sin. Everything that you ever gone through, everything that you ever will go through, Jesus has seen it all. He knows it all. But we got to stay in faith, and we got to trust God when he says, I will give you double your trouble. Which means it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through some things in this lifetime, because Jesus told us that you're going to face trials and tribulations. But he told us, take heart, for I have overcome the world. We are overcomers. We have to stop letting the enemy get in our ear and telling us that it's never going to be the same again. No, you're never going to get that back. You're not going to get that job, and that wayward child of yours is not going to come back home. We got to stop listening to the enemy. God is working things out in his own timing and in his own way. He works it out. Yes, sometimes it makes you sit on pins and needles while you're waiting on God. But while you're waiting on him, he will deliver you. Jeremiah 33:14 says, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. And this is exactly what it's talking about in Isaiah 61:7. Relates to that because he brought the children of Israel back to the land from whence they came. But first they had to learn a lesson for being disobedient, following after other gods. There is no other God that can deliver you like God can. Not Buddha. No other God. No other God that you serve. No idol that you chase ever can do what God can do for you. Only God can do those things. Only God can cleanse us from our sin. That's why he gave us his son, Jesus. Oh, I'm just so thankful for that. There's a proverb that says, in Proverbs 3:1, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my covenants in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring peace and prosperity. And those are the things that I know that every person on this line desires, long life, years of peace and prosperity. And if you want it, all you got to do is follow God and ask God what is his will and purpose for your life. And then follow it. And then listen to what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do and be obedient. Amen.
Amen. But we have to follow the Holy Spirit in order to be successful in whatever God calls our purpose to be. We have to follow it and make sure that we live a long life in prosperity and in the glory of God and give him all the glory and all the praise. So, again, we pray that you have learned something about Isaiah and enjoyed Elder Drexel Green Green closing remarks. We pray that you come join us 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our online Bible study. And, again, the number to call is 1-712-775-7031, access code 206-594-156#. You can pray that you Thursday even for an online Bible study. With each online Bible study, it's something new, something different to learn. And if you have a passion for learning, you will greatly enjoy it, I tell you. So I pray that each and every one of you have heard the online Bible study preview. You took some notes. You enjoyed the teaching on today of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. And the topic, double for my trouble. Because not only Isaiah got double for his trouble, Job also got double for his trouble. So they did say in Job that the Lord will bless our latter days more than our beginning days, because he gave Job double for his trouble, for whatever the devil had took from him. So Job stayed faithful and said, yet may I grieve, I will still praise God. So we pray that you have enjoyed today's show. And just remember, God can do the same thing for you as he did for Isaiah and Job. He can give you W for your trouble. He can bless you with double. So we want to remember on today that no matter how much great trouble that you have, just know that God can give you double the reward for the trouble that you have suffered. Amen. So this has been Online Bible Study Preview with Elder Jessica Green Brown. And we pray you enjoy today's show. And please join us for Bible study again for 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number again to call is 1-712-775-7031. Access code 206-594-156#. Amen, and enjoy the rest of your day. Blessings, children of God.